For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Happy New Year, Anthony.
Happy New Year, a whole new year.
And the theater season is getting off to sort of a slow start, but we do have an opening tonight. We've mentioned it a couple of times, Grounded. The only show this week, it's at the Cavanoki. It is a one-woman show starring Alex Malaise.
Alex Malaise as a fighter pilot who is grounded because you cannot fly a fighter plane when you are pregnant. And she gets relegated to a trailer in Nevada where she controls drones, and it is about what happens to her, what she thinks about as she is no longer out in the blue, but causing damage and waging war from the isolation of a trailer. And Alex Malaise is a marvelous actress. We've seen her multiple times over the past year, two. She returned to Buffalo, where she's actually originally from. That I knew she'd been in New York. I knew she'd been in Montana. When I asked her, why did you come to Buffalo? She said, I'm from here. I'm very eager to see it. Anne Hathaway did this show in New York at the Public. And it's a very highly praised script by George Brandt.
So we know what the Cavanoki is doing to kick off January 2017, but the new season, 2017-2018, they've made an announcement.
They have made an announcement, and it is to be Mel Brooks, the producers, which is kind of a big deal. And they've got a wonderful cast of Brian Misleavy and Norm Shamm.
Should be fabulous. They are two funny guys.
But also very fun, Lynn Kurdzeal from Motto returning to Buffalo from Denmark, North Carolina, wherever she directs, to direct this production for the Cavanoki.
Now, here's a phenomenon that's taking place in New York. There are a lot of things coming up on stages that have started out life as a film or have been introduced to most of the public as a film. What is going on here? We're talking about Amelie, Groundhog Day, Anastasia, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Has this always been this way?
Well, since movies, yeah.
Okay.
It's happening. Even A Little Night Music was based on an Ingmar Bergman film.
Right.
This is not new. It's really been accelerating. There have been lots and lots of Honeymoon in Las Vegas was made from a film, and Legally Blonde, Rocky,
right.
Yeah, they all come out. But there are also original musicals and also wonderful revivals. But even, you know, The Return of Sunset Boulevard, that was a film.
You're right.
It's coming back. Glenn Close. A number of shows, you get to see revivals with the original star. Well, the original star was Patti LuPone in London. But on Broadway, it was Glenn Close, and that is coming back. Carol Channing did Hello, Dolly! As many times as she was able. She's still not going down easy. She says, you know, Bette, that's still my part. Bette Midler doing Hello, Dolly! Opening this spring.
But there's no animosity there.
Actually, there's not. And Bette Midler was very careful. She went and visited and got the blessing of Carol Channing to play the role.
Now, what does this come from away? Sold out in Toronto before it goes to Broadway.
You remember in September 11th, planes were grounded. 38 planes grounded, small town, Newfoundland.
Get out.
Suddenly the population increases by 6,500 people. And this musical is about these people being stranded in this remote international community, and people have loved the musical. Preview starting in February, opening in March on Broadway.
Sold out in Toronto, but not just a Canadian phenomenon.
No, it was written by Canadians, but it had actually played La Jolla and Seattle previously.
Oh. Now, Miss Saigon is coming back. Let me ask a question about Miss Saigon. I understand that this is the musical that forced certain theaters, I believe Shays, to increase the size of their backstage. I mean, is Miss Saigon the driving force for theater renovation?
Maybe for some, but I really think that the driving force was Phantom of the Opera.
Okay.
Phantom because it could guarantee box office. It filled theaters across this country, and many of the Performing Arts Center expansions that we saw during that period of time were a direct result of Phantom of the Opera.
Now, when Amelie comes to Broadway, we have a Buffalo connection?
Certainly. Pam McKinnon is the director. She is from Buffalo. Tony Award for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and here she is, a musical.
And I just can't wrap my mind around this. Groundhog Day. Now, that's a film starring Bill Murray, and without Bill Murray, I just don't get it, but they're making a musical.
Well, you just haven't seen Andy Carl. I get
okay.
it.
Lots of musicals in 2017. We ran through them really quickly. We'll talk about them down the road as we head into the next season. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.